From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. The Senate has passed a $1.1 trillion spending measure that boosts funding for dozens of government agencies and programs. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
More than half of the $1 trillion bill is money for Medicare and Medicaid, the government health care programs for senior citizens and the poor. That part of the bill was not controversial. It's the other roughly $450 billion that lawmakers really fought over. That money is for the Departments of Justice, Education, Transportation, Commerce, and the State Department, among others. And many programs get a boost in their funding. Democrats say they increased spending to stimulate the economy and to help programs that were not priorities for the Bush administration. Republicans say it's a wasteful spending spree at a time of economic hardship. Also in the bill are provisions to strengthen federal oversight of the financial markets. It now goes to President Obama for his signature. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Senate's Republican leader says the Senate isn't likely to finish its massive health care legislation before Christmas. Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky told CBS Democrats are in serious trouble as they grapple with internal divisions and negative public opinion about the overhaul. But Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia says Democrats are united on the broad principles. Two White House economic advisors say they expect to see job growth return by spring. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Senior White House economists predicted that the U.S. economy will resume creating jobs early next year. The head of the White House National Economic Council, Lawrence Summers, told the Sunday talk shows that he thought the unemployment rate would start to tick down by spring. His counterpart at the White House Council of Economic Advisers, Christina Romer, was slightly more optimistic. She said there could be job increases in the first quarter of 2010, though she was quick to add that there could be bumps in the road and the numbers could bounce around from month to month. Romer also said that while the recession was over in official terms, Americans wouldn't feel it was over until unemployment was back to normal. Normal unemployment in this country is about 5%. The jobless rate now is 10%. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Residents of the Los Angeles area foothills are returning to their homes. They were forced to evacuate yesterday due to fears that heavy rains would trigger mudslides. Mud and debris closed parts of the Angeles Crest Highway north of LA and stranded 90 vehicles. Meanwhile, heavy snow in the California mountains is making driving difficult. National Weather Service forecasters expect 8 to 16 inches at higher elevations in the mountains. They say the new snow would bring extreme avalanche danger to the alpine backcountry. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Kremlin says President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev are making substantial progress in negotiating a pact to replace the expired Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. The treaty, known as START, expired earlier this month and set out to reduce each side's nuclear arsenal. In Bangkok, police have charged five foreign crew members with illegal possession of tons of weapons. Diwali Saikautau reports.
The men in their 50s are from Kazakhstan and Belarus. They were flying a chartered cargo plane that apparently left North Korea and was scheduled to stop in Sri Lanka before going to its final destination. Investigators are still trying to determine where that location is. The plane's pilot had asked to make an emergency landing to refuel the plane in Bangkok, where officials later found between 35 to 45 tons of weapons, including what military sources say are rocket-propelled grenades, missile tubes and surface-to-air missile launchers. Local media reports that the Thai Air Force has impounded the plane and transported the weapons by trucks to a military base in a nearby Thai province. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
The Obama administration's special envoy to North Korea is on a diplomatic mission after 3 days of meetings in Pyongyang last week. Stephen Bosworth briefed Japanese officials about his talks today. He suggests North Korea may consider ending its year-long boycott of six-party negotiations over the country's nuclear program. Rescuers are using a helicopter to search for two climbers lost on Oregon's Mount Hood. The two climbers, along with another man, went up the mountain on Friday. Rebecca Shear, NPR News, Washington.